Spilling the tea on Hollywood's A-listers.
Kardashians.
I have met every single one.
Exposing scandals.
Because she's not a good person, but either is he.
Digging the dirt.
Is she a diva? Yes.
And finding out what's going on behind the scenes.
Yelling at cast members?
Yes.
It was a script.
Nah.
His identity is a secret.
But his stories have been proven right time and time again.
This is Enty.
From the land of Hollywood, where the movers and shakers are, the only things that aren't moving and or shaking are their faces. Enty, you're on the air.
Every week, a wonderful introduction. Come on now.
Yeah. It takes you a couple of seconds to just sit with it and go, oh.
I often think it's maybe like the phone being, 12 hours away or something like that. But no, it's just Enty just going, what is he actually saying?
How are you, Enty?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing well. It's been a wild week, hasn't it, for news over there. Ray J. Now, those that are not familiar with Ray J, he was the other part of the Kim Kardashian saucy, spicy sex tape that, arguably launched her career. He's come out saying the Kardashians were all in on it. Kim, the mum, Kris Kardashian even acted as an executive producer on the tape. They did three different tapes. She was like, the third one's better, not as good as the first one. Release the first one.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly think it's one of the most boring sex tapes that has ever existed, so I can't even imagine how bad the other two were.
You haven't seen Ben's one yet that we made.
It's just me.
And it always ends with him just sort of apologising in the corner, going, that doesn't usually happen.
It's awkward. But so do you reckon there's any truth to this, what Ray J's saying? Because obviously the Kardashians have come out and said, no, that's not the case.
100% I believe Ray J. I think that what I found interesting was, and a lot of people don't realize this, but let's go back in time. And Kim Kardashian was a nobody. She was a personal assistant to Paris Hilton, had no career. And she was also working. She was dating Ray J and was working for Ray J's mom, who's also Brandy's mom. And back then, it was alleged, and then later Brandy's mom said it out, that they had stolen a bunch of money. I had always heard over the years that they had stolen about $200,000 from her. And in return for her not prosecuting them, they ended up making this sex tape, which launched a career. Now, what Ray J, with all the proof and the receipts and the copies of the contracts to back him up, what he said, I didn't know. And that was that the amount stolen was closer to $1 million, which would then really make the pressure on the Kardashians to do something, because it didn't just involve Kim, it also involved Khloe. And I mean, they would have gone to jail for a very long time if the charges had been proved.
Also, you say Kim and Khloe stole money from Ray J and his mom.
Yeah, so what happened was they were trying to start a business, and Kim would just charge things to Brandy's mom's credit card. And I don't know what kind of limit. This is why I always went with the 100,000 to 200,000 story. But Ray J says 800,000. So that's on him. I don't know if he can prove the 800,000. I know that he's got the contracts to prove that Kris did know about the porn thing. I think what Ray J is really upset is over the last 15 years, they have made it seem like Ray J took this video, kept it a secret, and then just decided to sell it and make a bunch of money and, sullied Kim Kardashian, made her seem like she was some kind of porn star. And he is just really getting tired of it. And this whole victim thing. And he said, look, you guys were in on it from the beginning. I have the contracts. Kris was an executive producer. She's basically in the room with us telling us what to do. And so I don't appreciate any of this.
Wow, it's crazy.
If that's the case, then he has been stitched up, kind of, and the narrative has definitely been controlled by the Kardashians. It seems like an odd thing for your mum to be executive producing, but if it launched a career, it certainly got results.
And if it's also there to pay back debt that you're saying that may have been there as well, So I guess they helped out the family.
Was going to instant finance an option?
Yeah. Hey, Harry Styles, Chris Pine, Don't Worry Darling. I mean, it's a movie that we're all talking about. There's a lot of worry for a movie that's all about not worrying.
Yeah, I think I told you guys before that Warner Brothers, we're in September, and between now and the end of the year, they're releasing two movies. One of the largest studios in the world is releasing two movies. This is one of them, and it's because it's a tax write-off. It's not a good movie, The only thing worthy of talking about was whether or not Harry spit on Chris. I will say this, for all the Harry Styles fans that do listen to the show, My Policeman, which debuted at the Toronto International Film Festival, is a much, much better movie. It's more in Harry's wheelhouse. He does not have the biggest part in the whole world. His co-stars, his male co-star will probably get an Oscar nom. I don't think that Harry will, but this will redeem his acting, and the movie will do much better. So if you're a big Harry Styles fan, ignore Don't Worry, Darling. Ignore all the controversy. Just wait till My Policeman comes out and go see that.
Did he spit, though? It looked spitty to me. The actions looked spitty. The reaction from Pine was like a, did he just?
Yeah.
No. Here's what Chris. Okay. So I got this from a friend of Chris's. And this is, Chris was looking for his sunglasses. He had dropped them. The word is that Chris had just taken an edible about 30 minutes earlier and was putting on his sunglasses. So that way, and he did sleep through the entirety of the movie. So that's why he was putting on his sunglasses just as the thing went down. This is what Chris's friend said, is that they had all just walked the red carpet, everything. Okay, great. We get to sit down for an hour and a half or 2 hours now. And so as Harry is like, basically, if you can think of a sigh, like, oh, but at the same time, his mouth was closed and he had just had some water. And that perhaps a little bit, a fleck of water came from his lips, but it was not actual spitting. And the thing that people don't, why would Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine?
Oh, no,
the
that's...
most chill individual in the world.
It does seem like that. So Chris Pine was just quite high and he forgot where he put his sunglasses. And then the reaction was like, oh, there they are.
Yes. Because he's like, oh, there they are between my legs. And then if you look at it, like an extended video of this, after that, if you ignore just the spit part, you'll see that Chris has got this timed to perfection. As the glasses hit his eyes and over his ears, the lights go down in the movie, and Chris settles back, like really settles back. So, I mean, it was just perfection and timing, and I think that he had it all worked out. And whatever, Harry sat next to him again. Who on earth would want to spit at Chris Pine?
No, I get you. And I also sympathize with Chris Pine. Movie theaters are very sleepy conditions. I always, every time we have to go to a movie, Ben, I'm always sleeping.
Within 10 minutes, he's asleep.
We've got Enty with us live from Hollywood. We've got Enty with us live from Hollywood. What was the drama going on behind the scenes of that movie? They're all saying it was drama, but I don't know what it was.
Okay, well, here, I know you guys like the words alleged. So what happened was that Olivia Wilde, at the start of the movie, was married to Jason Sudeikis, formerly of Saturday Night Live, now on Ted Lasso.
Yeah, yeah, and she's the director of the movie and also acts in it, right, Olivia Wilde?
Correct. And originally, it was supposed to star Shia LaBeouf in the Harry Styles role. And at some point, Shia quit. Olivia Wilde says, no, I fired him. But Shia's got the receipts to show that, hey, I quit. What Florence Pugh, who's the co-star, didn't find nice is that Olivia started cheating, allegedly, on Jason Sudeikis during the movie and was quite obviously favoriting Harry Styles and ignoring the fact that he was awful in the movie, and Florence was just having none of it. And over the ensuing months has made it clear that she doesn't like the movie, she's never going to acknowledge the movie, and that the only thing they could force her to do contractually was to go to the Venice Film Festival and nothing else.
Ah. So that's the tension, I see. So did Florence attend the film festival?
She did go to the Venice Film Festival, and that's it. Ooh. She was there. If you look at the seating arrangement, it was Olivia Wilde, then it was Chris Pine, then it was Harry Styles, then it was an aisle, and then it was Florence Pugh, and then it was Nick Kroll. So somebody who did the seating arrangements has also done seating arrangements for weddings where there were, both sets of parents there.
And drunk aunties that they needed to separate. Oh, I love it. Enty, thank you very much for your time. You've always got your finger on the pulse in Hollywood. You're going to have a great week.
Hey, you have a great week too. Watch the Emmy Awards later.